对，所以第一个是深信因果，为什么要深信因果？很重要嘛，因果法是整个佛法很基础、很概要、很中心的一个观念，所以你如果不深信因果的话，你的其实基本上你的修行无从着力起，你无从着力，因为所有的现象的开始都是因缘，都是因果。如果你从这边，你一刚开始对这一个基本所有现象的呈现，你不深信它的时候，你的用功是没有办法着力的，是等于说是很虚的。
So, it's been a long while, so let me give you some hints. So there are two prerequisites that we talk about. One is the deep faith in cause and effect. So what it means is, without this deep faith in cause and effect, you don't have a point to exert your efforts when practicing. So, because any of the phenomenon that arises, you won't be able to explain it, and it's just kind of false and not real, and you have nowhere to exert your efforts. The second is to uphold the precepts.
所以说在深信因果方面，给大家很简单的快速的复习一下。你说这边讲到，就是说我们上次有讲到佛说三藏十二部经典，无非就是在讲因果两个字。所以佛陀说法49年，其实虽然你感觉他说了很多不同的法，甚至从佛陀时代一直到现在，很多祖师大德在演绎很多的佛法来讲，他其实追究到最根本，他无非就是在讲因果这两个字。
So let me give you a quick recap. We talked about all the sutras that Buddha talks about. It cannot leave cause and effect. Buddha has been giving teachings for 49 years, and in its essence and roots, he's talking about cause and effect.
那第二个言辞戒律，为什么要言辞戒律？因为我们修学，我们的为什么我们会在这期生命，甚至在过往的因缘里面，我们会在这样子一个因果的轮回里面，我们相信因果的时候，总是知道我们可能有些地方是做错了，那我们开始要修正它。那开始要修正它的时候，当我们自己还没有一个方向、没一个准则的时候，戒和律其实是一个我们非常可以很放心，而可以很安全的去开始把我们的身心、身口意三业导回到它比较正规的地方。那戒律呢，其实就一个是一个非常非常基本的一个准则和一个规则，可以让我们的身心可以慢慢的导回到正道上来。
So the second prerequisite is to uphold the precepts. So by understanding the first precepts, we know that there's cause and effect, and we must have done something wrong so that we have this retribution, this life. And so what do we do to correct and modify it so that we are on the right path? A formal and a reliable way is to follow and uphold the precepts. And by following this precept slowly, you adjust and correct the your body, your words, and your mind, and you'll be on the right path to practice.
所以这里有讲到说戒的重要性，它就是能治一切善法，能治一切不善之法啊，一切善法都是能够由持戒而生。所以其实我们要把我们的身口意慢慢逐渐的清净的话，持戒是一个非常非常重要的基本功夫。
So we talked about all the virtuous method and phenomenon arise from precepts, and all the non-virtuous phenomenon come, will be extinguished by precepts.
所以佛其实对持戒哈，戒他是非常非常的重视的。所以佛陀的遗教里面，他提醒他的佛弟子要什么？当我入灭之后，我这个色身不在了之后，他们要以谁为师？以戒为师，哈。所以他说，你碰到认知戒，你要如暗喻明，平人得宝，要当知此戒是如等大师，若我住世，无益此也。哦，所以即使佛陀说他即使在世，戒一样跟他一样是要以戒为师，而不是只是以佛为师，哦，更是要戒跟佛其实他是平等平等，戒的是佛嘛，哦，佛整个这样子一个的视线，他就是一个戒的显现，
So, Shakyamuni Buddha really value and emphasize precepts. He has the final words or will that after he entered Nirvana, then you can use and respect the precepts as your teacher. So not only you should respect the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha as your teacher, precepts is equal to the Buddha. So you should respect and uphold the precepts that like Buddha. And as if you're in the darkness, you see the precepts as light. And this is how you should value precepts.
所以其实我们持戒不要小看，比如说只是三规五戒啊，或者是八关戒斋，或者甚至你受持菩萨戒，如果你可以把这些戒持到圆满，哦，持到它的究竟，其实无非就是慈悲跟智慧的显现啊，那就是佛的显现，是不是这样？
So, don't overlook all the precepts. Don't think it's very simple. It's just, you know, three refuges and the basic five precepts. If you can uphold the precepts thoroughly and completely, then you'll be practicing on the right path. And, yeah.
好，那就是简单的复习一下前面两个先决条件，哦，第一个三性因果，第二个是延迟戒律。那接下来第三个呢，我们就是要讲坚固信心。因为你知道说，哦，我要三性因果，我要开始知道我要修行了，为什么我会有这样子沦陷在这样一个生死的轮回里面，然后知道我开始要持戒，然后开始慢慢的修正我的身口意三业之外呢，总是会感觉力不从心，不得力，甚至会有退心的时候嘛。这样怎么样把我们的信心不断的在加强，透过修行里面的过程，哦，我怎么样真的深信佛告诉我的，哦，我们是什么皆具有如来智慧德性，我们跟佛是一样的，我们这个信心要怎么来。听一听你可能觉得听过了好像很有道理，可是你是不是真的深信了？好，那我们怎么接下来看看那个旭云老上告诉我们坚固信心这一项我们要怎么开始去具足它。
So we did a quick recap for the two prerequisites that we talked about. Now we want to go to the third prerequisite, which start today's talk. So now that we know that we end up in the cycle of life and death because, so that we need to have firm faith in cause and effect, we also know that we have to uphold the precepts. But sometimes through our practice, we just feel like we cannot exert our efforts. We feel like we regret and want to withdraw and go back.And so how do we solidify our faith? Because we know that every one of us, eventually we have the wisdom of the Buddha. So how do we, instead of just hearing the words, how do we actually have that deep faith? Master Xu Yun actually talked about this in the third prerequisite.
好，所以这句话大家没有听过，信为道源功德母。 对不对？齁。信能生一切功德，深信佛法。齁。你信了，信的深，你就会开始什么？行的切。齁。你不信，你可能三分钟热度之后可能就什么把它放一边了，对不对？是不是这样？念佛念一念可能就把它放下了。哦。所以你当你真的深信的时候，所以我其实我之前有跟大家分享，在念佛会的时候跟他，如果你真的深信因果的时候，你不会怎样？你不会生气。还记得吗？为什么你如果你深信因果，你不会生气？为什么？因为啊，那个因是谁造的？对，按说你生气，你其实是在跟谁生气？对呀，啊，你气自己越来越气，这有用吗？对嘛，是自讨苦吃，是这样。所以你深信因果，你可能真的不会生气。啊，我们还在生气的人，可能我们要真的回来检讨，我们是真的深信因果了。好，深信因缘。
So, we have this.Saying in Chinese that faith is the origin of the right path and the mother of merit. So, through faith, it's the mother of merit. So all the Buddha Dharma, they are born out of this faith. As long as you have deep faith, you will be able to uphold the precepts. Fa Shi once shared in the, Buddha chanting, event that if you really have deep faith in cause and effect, then you won't be angry ever. Why? Because if you have deep faith in cause and effect, what is the cause of the effect that you're angry? It is yourself. You're like you.Probably caused all the causes and conditions that eventually cause the effects that make yourself angry. So instead of, you know, asking for suffering or pain, if you have deep faith in cause and effect, you will not be angry.
所以我们修齁，信心其实是很重要的。其实像师父在讲我们在修禅修的时候，第一个一样，我们除了要怎样，我们它有四个什么心呢、啊？对不对？其中一个什么大精进心，大什么心？其中有一个就是要有大信心。嗯，好、哦，所以信心其实不管在任何的法门哈、哦，它都是非常非常的重要的哈、哦。所以如果你我刚刚也是，如果说你信得深，而且把持得住，你行得深。你任何的方法，你修行任何的法门，它一定是能够圆满的哈。
So, faith is very important in every Dharma door method. So, Shifu Master Shen Yan used to share that there are four mind that you must have when practicing. Some of them is the obvious, like the mind of the willingness to be.Diligent, and another one of them is the faith. So as long as we have to solidify our faith and hold on to the Dharma Door method and practice thoroughly, then no matter what Dharma Door method you use, you can get the complete benefit out of it.
而且这也不是说，哎，我们只是这样子觉得信很重要，其实在经典里面也在告诉我们信心它的重要性，而且比如说这里梵王经里面就讲，我是已成佛，汝是当成佛，常作如是信，戒平以具足、哦、所以你只要申请这样子的信心，你这样成佛这样一个戒平，他当下他已经记住了， 就说比如说诶你发了成佛的愿，其实我们说你就已经成佛了，可是他成的是佛的什么成佛的那个因，那个果你还是自己要怎样，要慢慢去把它耕耘出来嘛，齁、哦、可是当下你已经成佛了啊，齁、哦、可是因为你种下那个因，那个因在了，齁、哦、那个果它一定在你的因果的定律下，你诚信你努力了，你一定能够走到成佛的这样子一个究竟的境地，齁、哦、所以我们这个发心和发愿，我们的初发心是非常非常的重要的，齁、哦
So not only like through the events and Dharma event and sharing that we emphasize faith, by looking at all the sutras and classics, and we will be able to see that they really emphasize how important faith is. Brahmacara Sutra or Brahmanat Sutra mentioned, I am a Buddha already accomplished and enlightened. Sorry, the Buddha said this. I am a Buddha already accomplished and enlightened. You are the Buddhas of the future. If you have such faith at all times, then this precept code is fulfilled. So basically what this is saying is that when you have your original vow, you already attain the cause to attain that effect. So when we make the vow that we want to attain that Buddhahood, in that instant, in that moment, you already attain Buddhahood. You already have enough the cause to attain Buddhahood. And you just need to make the conditions happen so that you have the actual effect of attaining Buddhahood.
好，所以我们，当我们知道了这样子的一个道理哈，我们其实就是要深信，你有深信佛的教法，深信佛所说的，其实他当下他在顿悟的时候，他已经帮我们做受记了，对不对哈？我们本来就具有如来智慧德性，所以我们要深信，我们自己本来也就是佛，只是我们现在因为妄想执着，我们不知道，好，所以我们就要升起信心，而且要升起精进心，我们依佛的告诉我们的教法，依法修行，我们一定是一样跟佛一样，我们是可以成佛的。这个成佛不是说有一个东西你要去成就它，其实它本来就是现前的，你直接是发现你本来是佛。
So, after we, know this, how important this is,in fact, when Buddha become enlightened, he already said that all of us sentient beings, we have the wisdom of Buddha. It's just because all these wandering thoughts, all these attachments that we have, we cannot attain Buddhahood. So it's not like there's this thing called Buddhahood and you need to attain it. We already have all the nature within us, And it's just we have to have the faith to get there.
好，所以这个刚刚就是我们讲过了，佛已经告诉我们，皆有如来智慧德性，因妄想执着不能证得。好，那我们现在就反过来说，哎，佛都这样告诉我们了，我们是佛，哎，可是我们到底为什么不能成佛？当然有因嘛，我们为什么现在轮回不是佛，我们变成是人，然后受三业之苦，在生死里面轮回。除了这个之外，我们已经知道了，我们开始修行了，可是为什么我们还是不能成佛？那当然我们要把我们以前所有的因缘业果，把它等于像什么，应该是把它等于消融掉之后，需要多少时间啊？三大阿僧祇劫嘛，哈。可是，当我们深信不能深信，又不能精进用功的时候，三大阿僧祇劫做得到吗？可能做不到嘛，哈。所以，其实祖师们他告诉我们，我们为什么真的一直在这里轮回，不能成佛，就是因为我们即使知道佛法了，可是我们对法深信不够，然后又不能精进，又不能所谓的这天他。据老师讲的很白嘛，我们就不能下死功夫啊，而且是要如法， 如法的下死功夫，我们就是不能做得到。
So basically, now that we understand, we have faith in cause and effect, and we practice. But then, why we cannot attain Buddhahood? Because basically, there's the saying that before we attain Buddhahood, we have to go through eons of kalpas, different challenges before we attain Buddhahood. So how do we get there? It's a long time, and without firm faith, you cannot get there. And so Master Xu Ying here, he mentioned why we cannot attain Buddhahood, because we are not determined enough. We don't have that solidified faith to practice till our death on the right path.
所以哈，我们真的就是如果能够如法修行，不退不悔，他这里鼓我们一定可以成佛。然后永嘉大师他也是这样子的鼓励我们，他说如果我们真的能够老实的修行，去实证实相，然后证到人空法空，在那个刹那我们就可以什么灭却阿鼻业，等于说把我们过去以往所有的我们那个业就可以马上什么顿时消灭。可是那消灭是什么？你在同时在当下，你又去造业，又去什么？同时在造生死轮回的因。那现你之前的业果，还是要把它消受完嘛？吼，佛也是一样啊。他一直到他涅槃前，他还是要去承受他之前的业果嘛？吼，可是对他来讲，那他也不会因为在承受业果的同时，他又怎样？同时在造业，同时又落入轮回了。齁，那永嘉大师他就这样子这么深信告诉说，如果我这样讲是妄语的时候，他自招拔舌成沙劫。齁，所以祖师大们都把他自己的慧命生命这样做赌注来告诉我们，修行是这么样的一个重要而且这么样一件好的事情，我们要不要跟着去做？对啊。
So Master Xu Ying shared that if we practice on the right Dharma path, do not turn back and do not regret, then you will definitely attain Buddhahood. And there are more masters encouraging us, in fact. Master Yongjia actually shared that the moment you are able to realize the ultimate truth or see Buddha nature and see that there is no self, or others, and there's no all phenomenon indeed are empty, is the moment karma as deep as this Ariti Naraka hell realm diminish. So it is basically this Ariti Naraka hell is this most familiar hell for his audience, and basically all your bad karma that you accumulated through your life, you kind of so in that moment it like all the it will diminish. So and Master Yongjia, he basically by trying to encouraging us, he is willing to bet all his life. He is saying, if this is not true, I'm willing to be in this ton extraction hell realm for eons. So this is how he encourages us that if we are able to realize the ultimate truth, we can have the enough cause to diminish all the bad karmas. I mean, we still need to go through and sort of digest the bad karma we have accumulated over the previous lives. Even Buddha need to do that before his nirvana. But the cause to have all these bad karma diminish is there the moment you are able to realize the ultimate truth.
好，当我们从 深信因果，然后决定开始哦，开始真正修正我们身口意，然后透过言辞戒律来一步步走上修行的道路，然后建立很决定、很确定、很坚定的信心的之后呢，我们就要开始除了。戒律是一个很通所有法门一定要做的先行功课嘛，齁。可是之后呢，你还是要有一个自己的法门，齁。那我们这边你就变成说，你不管说我们现在接触的法门有什么，我们有可能有念佛啊，我们可能有拜忏啊，我们可以有禅修啊，那还有什么？深入经藏啊，是不是有人是研经的嘛，对不对？这当我们决定哪一个是我们这期生命好了，你真的也许我们还刚开始还在个修行的阶段，我们可能就会对我们自己想要修行的方向需要着力的法门还不是那么清楚的时候，也许你可以试试看。比如说你可以试着念佛，或者试着你觉得你很禅修，禅修试过了，虽然而且禅修它有不同的方法嘛，你不能从这个方法一直换到另外的方法，又换到一个另外一个方法，这样子你的禅修其实是没有办法得力的，而且没有办法深入。所以宣老和尚这边告诉我们，当我们决定真的深信信心，决定我们要踏上修行之路之后，我们最后一定是要决定一个行门，哦，我们要认定一门，而且目直的干去，永不退回，哦，所以你认定了这个方法，哦，你就把它当成是什么，比如说参话头，它就变成是你的什么梗参啊，哦，啊你要参到你的生死关破了，对不对？啊你念佛，你就要念到你临命终时，你能够还能够把佛号提起来，对不对？哦，就抓着一句佛号不放，即使你的色身，你的神识可能已经离开你的色身了，还可不可以提起佛号？你就要深信，我还要提起佛号，不然你就跟着你的什么业力被你带的跑，然后你也不知道念佛了，是不是这样？哦，你一定要发起这样的信心，而且发起这样子的愿心，这样子的方法，而且正是老老实实的把它用起来，时时刻刻在生命每一个时刻里面都把它用起来，而且在很关键的时刻你都还能够记得它。
So now that we talked about the prerequisite of solidify the faith,So this is like kind of how you have prerequisite class in college. You first know that there are causes and conditions. You second know there are precepts you uphold to modify your body, words, and mind. Then you know that you solidify your faith. Eventually, before you attain Buddhahood, you want to determine a practice Dharma door or a practice Dharma method. So precepts are like this common method that everybody share, everybody needs to use, but you need to determine a practice Dharma method that you stick to. So Master Xu Ying mentioned, we want to stick to one Dharma door, leap in directly, never turn back or retreat. So, basically, if you're a beginner, obviously you can, there are different Dharma door you kind of try out. There are different Dharma methods, such as chanting Buddha's name, you can repent, you can meditate, or you can, some people would read the sutra. So, eventually you can't all day keep trying different methods and not learn deep about one. You have to stick one eventually. So to what extent? For example, if Hua Tou is your meditation method, you need to like hold on to your Hua Tou until you resolve the question of life and death until you see through the life and death. If your Dharma door message is to chant Buddha's name, then you should be able to have the Buddha's name in your mind any moment, even if when your consciousness leaves your body, you should able to chant Buddha's name. Otherwise, you would just go with the karma and end up nowhere. So that's why we have to have vows and know to use our method every moment.
分享以前，有法师在教我们禅修方法的时候，介绍到话筒，他就说你要把这个方法当成是你的救命绳，就像你现在其实是身处在一个非常非常深的井里面，然后它的井口是被盖住的，你根本看不到，可是你唯一有着力的地方就是那一条绳子，而那一条绳其实已经很细了哦，然后可能摇摇欲坠了，如果你又不抓准，又不赶快把握时间，然后努力的顺着这一条绳往上爬到那个井口，虽然你不知道要爬多久，可是你知道你一放开你就怎样掉下去，那个深渊，而且是无底洞的深渊，你就不知道又到哪里去了。那这个是讲话头，其实对你们来讲，如果是念佛，那根救命绳就是什么？你的佛号。
So, 法师 shared that, another 法师 once shared that, how to practice the method of 话头。You have to treat your 话头 like, a rope, a lifesaver rope. Imagine that you're in this well that it's so deep you cannot even see its bottom, and the well is kind of covered on its top, and you just have this thin little rope that's a lifesaver, and all you can do is hold on and grab to this rope. You don't know how long you will climb, but if you let go, then you don't know how deep you will drop and where you would end up. So this applies to all the Dharma methods that we practice. For example, if you use the Buddha name chanting method, then the Amitabha Buddha's name is your life-saving rope.
所以这边每一个修行者，真的就是你真的要有一个自己真的自己的方法齁。所以这边除了训老上这样子勉励我们，知道龟山老人他也说，如果生生若能不退，我们这样一个方法能够老实的木直的干去，就像那个训老师讲的永不退回的话，我们一定是可以佛期齁，是决定可期的，佛阶决定可期的齁。
So as a practitioner, we have to find a method, a Dharma door. So Master Xu Ying shared that we need to stick to one Dharma door, leap indirectly, never turn back or regret. Similarly, Master Guishan encouraged us that life after life, you need to keep practicing and never turn back. Then Buddhahood is something you can look out for and expect for.
而且为什么决定一个行门是这么重要，在楞严经里面也有讲到，法门很多嘛，归元性无二，方便有多门，门门都是了生死的。可是如果说你同时想要抓很多方法，你都要没一个方法可以用得上。是谁讲的？是国兴法师还是师父？忘记了，应该是师父，可能是。当你同时你最多也只有什么两只手跟两只脚，对不对？那你同时当你想要同时抓了四只船，两只手抓了两只船，两只脚跨在两只船， 那当你到时候所有的船都要开走的时候，你会掉在哪里啊？你每只船上都没有搭上去，哎，对不对？哈，这不是很笨吗？很愚蠢，对不对？所以一定要选好一条船啊，相信那一条船会到你要到的地方啊，你就一定会去到那个地方。哦，所以《楞严经》里面有讲啊，里面讲了几个圆通啊，25圆通。啊，如果你25圆通觉得你每一个圆通你都要去学啊，你到底是哪一个圆通？你都不通了，对不对？是这样，到时候都不通，诶，怎么办？所以他说，如果一瞬贪习多门，有恐不得圆通，故持62亿恒河沙法王子名，不及受持一观音名好也。如果你真的是每个圆通你都想要去了解，然后想要去试，齁，他劝你还是不要好了，你就乖乖的念什么观世音菩萨圣号就可以了。哦，
So, Master Xun shared that, you know, practice one Dharma door method thoroughly, even though there are a lot of Dharma doors, every one of them resolves the question of life and death. That's why Sharagama Sutra said, in its essence, the Buddha nature is one and the same, and there are many convenience methods to attain it. Shifu once shared that every one of us, we have 2 hands and 2 legs. If we hold on to one boat, if 2 of our hands hold on to 2 boats and 2 of our legs hold on to 2 boats, and one day every one of the boats go in, go away, where will you end up? You hold on to none of them and you end up in the river or the sea. So that's why in Sharagama Sutra, there are 25 bodhisattvas, and in each one of the 25 bodhisattvas in the sutra, they concentrate only on one Dharma door method. Hence we call it practice one Dharma door method thoroughly. So if one of the 25 bodhisattva, they desire to learn multiple Dharma door methods at the same time, they might not get through methods thoroughly and completely. So hence in the sutra, it says that chanting all the Dharma princess name, is not comparable to keep chanting Guanyin bodhisattva's name.
好，那前面这四个哈，就是大概告诉我们说这些先决条件我们要具足哈。那接下来虚云好像其实接下来的几段呢是在介绍方法哈。那方法这边它的坐禅须知，我相信大家都很熟悉，我这边就不整个细讲了哈。所以这个其实跟我们在打坐前你要先调什么调身调息是一样的哈，所以这边我就不讲了。然后接下来呢，我先直接从这边开始讲起。好，我来讲用功下手术认识宾主哈。这个其实你说它这是一个方法，其实它是一个观念，然后以这个观念来当方法的着力点。哦，
So, Master Xu Ying in his talk, he basically followed these 4 prerequisites. He talked about some of methods, sitting meditation methods. First, he talked about, you know, the sitting meditation must knows. I'm sure most of them are familiar with it. So I will skip some of it. How do you, you know, adjust your body, adjust your mind before sitting meditation? These I'm sure you're familiar with. So we will go to the next method, the starting point of practice, the starting point of exerting your power, understanding the guest and the host. Basically, it's an opinion, but it helps you to exert your efforts, help you practice.
那认识宾主这样子的一个观念呢，其实是来自一个 乔成伦尊者他因为悟到课程两个字而证得圣果、哦、所以这里基本上就是以他的、哦、整个、正道的这样子的一个例子、哦、来告诉我们怎么用功。
So basically, Master Xu Yun used an example of Master Qiao Chengru and how he became enlightened by understanding the concept of guest and the concept of dust as an example of how you understand the guest and the starting point of practice.
所以那他的例子是怎么样子呢？他其实乔成如尊者他就是有讲到说，譬如行客投寄旅亭，或宿或食，宿食势必熬装前途，不枉安住。
So this master Qiao Chengru in Shirogama Sutras mentioned that, for example, when traveling guests visit a hotel, they might temporarily dine in the hotel, they might stay there temporarily, but once they're done, they get dressed and they get ready for the next journey, and they won't have time to stay any longer.
然后落实主人自无忧往。如是思维，不住名客，住名主人，以不住者名为客意。
So Master Qiao Chengru keep sharing. So if they are the hosts, then they stay and take care of the hotel and not going anywhere. So if we interpret it this way, what does not stay is guest. What stays is the host.And the word guest means that which does not stay.
所以这边在讲什么？客，这个去过旅馆或客栈的都知道嘛，哈。如果你是客人，你是这样来来去去，来来去去，对不对？哈，你不会就是在旅店里面永远的住下来，是这样哈。你做完你的事你就走了，对不对？啊，可是如果你是一个旅馆的主人哈、哦，可能用现在的方式，旅馆可能没有一个固定的主人，那现在旅馆的主人可能也不会住在旅馆里面。他讲了是以前客栈的那种形式的模式哈、哦，以前客栈他就是那个地方就是他的地方，对不对？不管客人的来来去去。他就是在那边老老实实的把他的旅店客栈照顾好，对不对、哦、他也不会因为来了什么样的客人或者是去了什么样的客人，他会多有什么烦恼，然后起心动念太多，对不对、哦、所以这边的客讲的就是什么？对、哦，我们的心念念头的妄想，然后境界这样来来去去，我们通常是什么？哦，我们的心就跟着跑，对不对？哦，所以可能如果你是这一个不是很负责任主人，你看到一个客人或者是怎么样，你觉得很有趣，他很想要去做有趣的事，你搞不好就跟着他跑了，对不对？那你的旅店可能就放着不管了，你这样是一个尽责的主人啊？不是啊。
So, basically, what does this mean? So this is more like ancient Chinese style, hotel where, like, it's family run little hotel and, you know, the manager stays in the hotel, they take care of everything and they live in the hotel. So basically what happens is, as a manager of this family business hotel, all the guests, they come and go, they never stay permanently. But as owner and manager of this hotel, you will stay there, you will manage it properly, you will administrate it, clean it up properly. So what does this mean? What does it, what does it symbolify? So here the guest basically means your wandering thoughts or different environments. And so if your mind is not a good host, then you will just see that, oh, this thought is interesting, I'll just follow this thought. This guest is interesting, I'll just follow this guest and not take care of my hotel.
哦，所以我其实在就是在讲我们的心呐、啊，我们的心是不是也有客也有主啊？啊，那些客就是什么？我们的妄想、我们的执着、我们的境界啊，它来来去去，从来没有停止过。如果你是一间很好的客栈的话，对不对？可是你这个主人哈、哦，你要做好主人，你就在那边安住不动，就不管客人来客人去，你就让他来做完他的事他就走了，你不要跟着跑嘛，对不对齁？不要跟着跑。所以就跟我们的心一样，我们现在当我们的心，我们看到的都是我们浮动的那一面，我们攀怨的那一面，我们起分别心起执着的那一面，可是我们没有看到我们那颗心本来应该就要像那个旅馆的主人要安住在那么不动，就把我们自己的心照顾好就好了。
So this hotel is essentially your mind. And there are guests and there are hosts. So if you're a normally run in a good hotel, then there are guests and they keep coming and going and there are no stopping. But for as a good host, you will just stay still. You won't follow your guest and go somewhere. So that's like our mind. In appearance, we have our mind just fluctuates a lot. It keeps on grasping. It keeps on attaching to things. But in the end, essentially, if you see this idea of host, then you can just be a host and stay there still and just take good care of this hotel. Take good care of your mind.
所以我们做这个主人的，我们一定要能够自己能够做主、哦、我们做主 做什么样的主，我们就要把我们的这个什么照顾好就好了。我们这个客栈要把我们的心啊，这个客栈只有我们的心照顾好了、哦、我们不管我们面对境界来了，我们的心照顾好了，所以不管什么样的客人来了，我们都可以应付嘛，对不对、哦、否则我们就被客人搞得天翻地覆了，对不对？那很辛苦嘞、哦哦、所以我们只要把我们的心，我们该这个主人该做的事情做好、哦，然后能够把持得住，能够做得了自己主人啊，那个主人要有主人的样子嘛，是不是这样、哦、所以什么样的客人来我们都可以应付啊，我们也不用跟着被拉着走、哦、被他有时候我看到新闻说，诶，你们有有些是很好的客人，有些是很不好的客人，是这样。你住旅馆的时候，诶，我现在出门如果需要在外面挂单，甚至旅馆挂单的时候，我会学习。你们听过师傅上飞机的时候都可以把人家的什么洗手间、厕所打扫得跟没有用过一样，对不对？哦，这个师傅是太好的客人了。所以我现在也练习呢，我不要让人家起烦恼，对不对？我们不要被人家贴上不好的客人这个标签的。我们去到哪里，我们把它当成是我们也是那里的主人，我们把它照顾得好好的，对不对？让别人我们自己觉得宾至如归啦齁，让别人使用，下一个人要使用的人也觉得宾至如归嘛，啊，也省了客人主人他不要起那么多烦恼，省掉他们需要花更多力气，然后同时又起烦恼的心态下去照顾他那个地方，对不对？哈，哎， 那我们把这个东西延伸出去的时候，我们是变成是处处为什么？可以处处为家，对不对？哈，那处处把我们到哪里，时时刻刻，我们都是用主人的心态在照顾所有的东西，所有的人事物。哈，那我们不管是在静的时候，打坐的时候。哎，你说我要做好很好的主人，管好我自己的心。可是通常什么，管好自己的心很不容易呢，对不对？你要管好你的念头很不容易呢。你可以叫你的念头不要起来就不要起来吗？很难呢，对不对？哦，叫你的腿不要痛就不要痛吗？你看我们对我们自己的身体和我们的心，你说我们是主人吗？可能都还没办法。对不对？哈、哦，可是我们常常去要求我们对所有的环境，我要当主人，然后要听我的，是不是这样？哈、哦，然后照我的方式，哦。可是这时候你就拉回来看，我是不是可以对我自己的身和心，真的完全做到一个很好的主人的时候，我们再看看我们是不是对外在的环境，你一个好的主人是怎么样的一个主人？想想看，要怎么样当一个好主人？
So this hotel is a metaphor for us to for our mind. So we want to take good care of our mind, and a good host is able to deal with any kind of guests, and the guests won't.Any kind of guest won't make the hotel flipped over or anything. They won't be dragged away by any kind of guests if they are a good host. So actually, now if we view it from the perspective of the guest, right? Shifu, when he goes to... stay in hotel, he tries to make sure even the restroom is cleaned, as if it's so clean as if like it's fresh new. So wherever we stay, we take care of that place, and so that's the as guest, so that the host will save some trouble and vexation. So if we extend this concept, then we should be the host anywhere and any moment. And, you know, this is kind of hard. It's hard to be a good host. When, for example, when we are doing sitting meditation, it's very hard to be a good host and take care of our thoughts, our wandering thoughts. You can't just say, the pain in the leg go away. It's very hard. So that's why we need to practice and train ourselves, any moment be the host of our body and our mind.
好，所以这里讲到，我们希望能够知道说，诶，这个主跟客这样子的概念之后，我们希望我们能够处处能够做得了主，齁，把我们能够当我们自己新的主人，齁，处处做得了主，然后啊，真正的是做得了主是怎样才能够真正做得了主？我们说这里他训导上跟我们讲的是，要真能够真正做得了主，是要能够弃物本心。哦，才能做得了主啊！这样子才就是一个主人哈、哦。那其实他就意思讲说，比如说我们，应该是国贤法师分享过，比如说，我们可能白天觉得说，我们都还是可以当我们自己的主人，可能百分之几啦哈、哦。那到晚上睡觉的时候呢？剩下多少？再减半，甚至比减半更多嘛，哈。那在生病的时候呢，可能有时候心力更提不起来，对不对？哦，之前有提到谁说 真的身很重病，连一句佛号提都提不起来了，那在生死教观的时候可能又更那个了，对不对？这时候我们是不是我们自己的主人？可能都不是。所以我们要能够练习，能够时时刻刻念念，心心念念，我们都能够把持住，然后我们能够当我们这个新的主人啊，身可能就不要讲了。你能当你新的主人，你是不是你就是你的身的主人？其实是诶，因为你的身是一定是受你心的影响的哦。当你能够当你新的主人的时候，身体的觉受就只是身体的觉受啊。你知道身体的觉受这些，它在不管是生病或者是真的是在我们临终最后一刻，你知道他就是必须走过这样子一个过程，对不对？身住意灭，成住怀空，它是一定的。哦，那你知道你不这个色身是不是你？不是，你就不会想要去抓嘛。那我们的心有这样清楚的力量、强的力量的时候，能够当我们自己心的主人的时候，我们身就这样能够不受影响了。哦，所以这个器物本心其实最根本的是什么？你要能够悟到什么？悟到无我，悟到空性啊！这个自己的本心讲的就是，悟到我们的佛性，那你才是真正的主人。所以我们都如果我们还没有真的办法做到这个程度的时候，我们可能只是算半个主人。
So, here Master Xu Ying shared that we should be the host anywhere and any moment. If we are able to see our original mind, then we can master and host. Then we are the host anywhere and any moment. So, what does this mean? So, our abbot, Guo Xing Fa Shi once, shared that, you know, sometimes in the daytime, you can manage to be your own host, maybe single digit percent, 9% of the time. As an example, when you're asleep, that you can be your host half of that single digit percent. And even less when you're sick. So you can be, the host of yourself even less when you're sick. Some Bodhisattva here shared that when they're like deeply sick, they cannot even be able to chant Buddha's name. They forget about Buddha's name when they're like so sick. And even less when you're facing life and death moment. So that's why it's important in our daily practice. We should practice that every thought, every moment, we are able to take care of our mind and be the host and be the master of our mind. And once you are the host of your mind, you're actually the host of your body. Because if you're able to be the host of your mind, then all the body senses in our body, they're just a process that you won't be grabbing on or be attached to. So if you can be the master, the host of your mind, and you can be the master and host of your body. So going back to Master Xu Ying's talk, right? If we can see our original mind, and then we can master and host. Then we are the host. So here, seeing the original mind basically is the idea of seeing no self, seeing the emptiness and the Buddha nature. Then we can be the host.
好，这里再跟大家分享一个公案，主在什么处？哈，这里公案讲的就是说，以前雪原禅师有问的弟子高峰圆妙禅师说，日间浩浩时，你做得了自己的主人吗？然后高峰禅师就说，做得了主。然后雪原禅师又问说，那你在梦中做得了主吗？高峰禅师也回答，做得了主。
So now I want to share another cone. It's the story how the four people get enlightened. So here, this cone is called Where is the Host? Basically, one day, Master Xue Yuan Zu Qing, he asked his disciple Gao Fen Yuan Miao, so during the daytime, can you be your own host? And the disciple Gao Fen answered, yes, I can. And the Master Xue Yuan asked again, when you're asleep, can you be your own host? And the disciple Gao Fen answered again, yes, I can.
然后学员才是再问，睡着的时候无梦无想无见无闻，主在什么处？
And the Master Xue Yuan probed again, when you're in your deep sleep, with no dream, no thoughts, no seeing, no hearing, where is the host?
那这时候高峰圆妙禅师就不知道他不知道怎么回答了哈。
So the disciple, the Gao Feng, he don't know how to answer.
睡着的时候无梦无想无见无闻，那么就睡死了是吧？没有梦没有想无见无闻，是这个睡得跟死人一样的时候，哦，就什么都不知觉，是这个状态吗？雪原禅师是要讲的是这个状态吗？应该不是嘛，齁。那他要讲的是什么样的一个状态？到底有没有主人？清楚自己在睡觉，那你还有一个东西在清楚你在睡觉，是不是这样？这个答案可能让国行法师来告诉你们，他最会讲了，是这样。是不是可能法师讲的可能会讲说这些都是现象，这穿着睡觉的衣服在睡觉，是这样。啊，是谁穿着那个睡觉的衣服在睡觉？对哈，其实哈，薰陶真的是这样解释给我们听啊。其实它就是没有所谓的主人的存在了哈。那你的心不会再执着说，主跟客了，对不对齁？可是你还是有这个功能存在啊，
对。
可是你不会去分别我是主人，那是客人，这是我的身体在睡觉，然后我现在没有念头，然后没有做梦齁。可是它的功能在，它是现象还是存在的嘛，对不对？对啊。
So basically, this state of no dream, no thoughts, no seeing, no hearing. It's as if you are like deadly asleep. But what the Master Xue Yuan mentioned is not the state. So one Bodhisattva actually shared that you in that state you might so. You're clear that you're asleep. Then Fa Shi said that then there's another thing that is clear that you're asleep. So this actually goes to most of our the Guoxing Fa Shi's teaching of phenomenon. And basically what Master Xu Yin is trying to share is that eventually, there is no host and no guest, but there is the functioning of the mind. So this no dream, there's no host, but it's just a mind manifesting its functions.
不过这样讲哈，大家可能我自己也还是迷迷糊糊的。然后这时候到底有没有主人 啊，主人是在做什么，或是没有主人，所谓没有主人存在，可是他没有，他还是有功能。那这样子到底是一个状态？其实它就是一个公案来，要去参嘛，到底是怎么回事，对不对？你说我这颗心现在在做，在这样的状态，到底还有没有所谓的心呐、啊？对不对？一个公案呐、啊，你就去参，我的主人在哪里？
So you might feel confused, and Fasha shared that she is a little confused also. But this is what a cone is. Basically, it is something you need to keep thinking about, keep probing, and keep meditating about. What does this mean, right? Why is mind, there's no host and guest in your mind, but the mind is still functioning. And you keep meditating on this. That's what a cone is. And eventually it will lead you to the way of enlightenment.
对，我们在禅修的时候常常觉得说，哎，我们要把自己的心一直用方法用到心不动嘛，可是心不动，如果真的完全不动，你完全就是所谓真的就是不动的话，是不是讲你要去分别你那个不动是变成只是冷水泡石头，还是你是很清楚的觉照，你还是有功能的，只是你的心不动啊？这样子的一个不动跟我们一般认知体会到的不动它到底是怎么样？你心不动，可是它有功能啊，这个功能要怎么起，对不对？
So, to further explain this, like a lot of us know that, for chan meditation, you want to be in a state your mind stays peaceful and still. But for this, to get this state, we need to distinguish between the still that it's like cold water brewing stones, like nothing changed, versus the still where you still have senses and illumination. So this two kind of still is very different. So in the second, you still have the functioning of the mind.
好，那乔陈卢尊者他有第二个譬喻来告诉我们他的体悟哈。他又说，又如心际清扬升天，光入隙中，发明空中诸有成相，成直摇动虚空即然，如是思维成即明空，摇动明成，以摇动者名为成意。
So to continue this, Master Qiao Chenru, his sharing of guest and host in Sharagama Sutra, he continues sharing about the different symbols and metaphors in Sharagama Sutra. So here he shared, when the sky clears up and the morning sun rises and its golden rays stream into a house through a crack, to reveal the dust, the particles of dust in the air. And the dust dances in the air while the empty space is motionless and still. Considering this, what is clear and still is called empty. What moves is called dust. The word dust then means that which moves.
So, 基本上英文它其实就已经把整个东西翻译出来，你们英文如果听得懂的话，因为它就是说刚下过雨，天空一片什么清静，一片云都没有，然后那个阳光这样洒下来，然后洒到那个屋子里面，它从那个屋子里面的细缝洒进来，到这个你们有应该有看过嘛，那个洒进来的时候，有时候阳光洒从窗户里面这样洒进来，你看到你以为你的房间很干净，对不对？都没有尘埋哈、哦，也没有灰尘。其实你在这样洒进来的时候，你可以看到光，就是因为 空气中有什么？那些尘嘛，所以它光线反射才能够让感受到那个光，是不是这样？对哈、哦，所以他这边讲发明空中哈、哦，他这道光阳光照到这样子一个虚空里面，那因为有这些尘在空中里面这样子摇动飘动，所以他才能感受到光。可是那这些尘在这样子一个虚空中里面这样飘动的时候，可是它这样子一个空间它是不动的，而这样一个不动的空间里面，只有这些尘灰尘在空中里面这样飘动，哦，所以尘即名空，摇动为尘，哦，以摇动者名为尘意，所以这尘即为空，这个虚空是它是不动的，对不对？哦，它不会因为这些尘灰尘的摇动它跟着动嘛，它这个虚空就存在这样子一个空间里面，比如说像我们这个空间里面它不动嘛，可是我们的空气是这样飘动的时候，我们的灰尘是跟着飘动的，是不是这样？那他讲这一个其实跟上面主跟客的譬喻其实是很类似啊，所以这边的尘要讲的是什么？哎，也就是讲我们的妄想执着，对不对啊？这些这样子一个虚空，这个空间里面，房间里面的那个空间要讲的那个虚空要讲的是什么？对，就是讲主，就是要讲我们的心。嗯。
So, the original sutra text is in a very beautiful ancient Chinese. So we explained it a little bit in more modern words. Basically, when after the rain, the sky is very clear and the sun shines through this crack in the house. You thought your house is very clean, but in fact, when the sun shines through, you can usually see dust dances and moves. But you're able to see this dust because it's like dancing and moving. Like if it stays there still, you cannot see. So the empty space, the house where the dust dances it in is kind of still, so you think it's empty. So what they symbolize here is similar to another metaphor we had before. Basically, this dust is kind of like the guest. It is a metaphor for our wandering thoughts or our attachment. Versus the host is our mind. The host and the empty space, the emptiness is our mind.
你可不可以阻止那些灰尘不要飘进来？不可能嘛，对不对？所以就像你没有办法阻止你不要起念头，那些妄想不要起来，念头不要起来，不可能的事情。因为我们这个八四田哦，已经往昔种了太多的妄想的那个种子在里面了，他碰到一个因缘他就起来，一个因缘就起来，对不对？然后不断的这样一直流转，一直流转，对不对？所以你要有妄想很多，然后你叫他不要起来是根本不可能的事情。
So, can you ask the dust to not move into your house? You cannot, right? It's because through our cycles of life and death, in our eighth senses, we stored so many seeds and we planted so many causes and conditions. So you can't stop these wandering thoughts from entering your mind.
所以我们既然不能阻止妄想来妄想去，那我们唯一可以做的就是什么？不要理他。是这样。所以师父讲对治妄想方法就是怎样？不要理他，不在乎他，他来就来，走就走，你的心安住在什么方法上。那这里告诉你，你的心安住在什么那个空上。其实就是安住在我们的觉性，我们的空性上， 你妄想就任它来去，可是你的心安住在你认知、你理解、你试着去体证它那些空性上，你的心慢慢的就能够安住了，哦，那些尘埋慢慢的就可以什么？我们说什么尘埃落地，对不对？就像你那一杯水里面，一开始很多沙嘛，你这样晃，一直给它晃，一直晃，你永远不可能有干净的水，对不对？那如果说你把它放着不动，那些尘沙慢慢的怎么样沉淀下来，你上面至少上面那的水至少还是可以干净的嘛，对不对哈？我们的第一个方法就是先把我们的心安定下来，不要随着我们那些妄想起舞，那慢慢的那些妄想慢慢的你不要理会它，它慢慢的它自己就会安住，就会安定下来了。
So since we have no way to stop the dust from entering the empty house, we have no way to stop the wandering thoughts come and going. What do we do? We can ignore them and let them be. So, Shifu shared that we want to let our mind stay on the method. And here this particular method is to let our mind be still and focus on the emptiness. So, when the wandering thoughts comes and goes, you just let them be. And you know what's going on, you understand what's going on, and you try to let your mind be still. And eventually the dust will settle. It's another metaphor is like you have a bowl that has water and also have sands. And if you just keep moving and trying to get rid of the sand somehow and you just keep moving, then the water just get mixed with the sands and it's moving and it's never clear. But if you just keep calm, keep still, then eventually the sand will settle down on the bottom of the bowl and on the top you will have clear water. So the first method in our the meditation is the first step is to, understand this and to keep still.
好，所以其实这个让我也想到慧明吗？讲身是菩提树的那个是慧明禅师吗？哦。身是菩提树，接下来是什么？心如明镜台，勤佛事，莫使惹尘埃。
神秀
禅师。
Yeah. So this actually reminds me of Master Shen Xiu. He said, your body is this Bodhi tree and your mind is this beautiful clear mirror, and you need to keep cleaning that mirror to make sure it doesn't have dust on it.
所以这里这个的步骤跟我们现在要练习的其实是很像，你要慢慢的先把你的灰尘清除，对不对？你要有方法才让你的心安住在方法上，所以你的灰尘才不会一直在起舞，然后一直在飘荡，然后一直去一层一层的灰尘又累积上去，是这样，所以你还是有很清楚的你的心要去安定它，对不对？慢慢的你出的烦恼可以安定了，你出的妄想念头可以安定下来之后，你心其实还是很细的时候，它是还是有很细微的烦恼跟执着在那里，然后最细微的烦恼执着是什么？ 心里还是有一个方法抓在那里，对不对？是这样哈、哦。所以上次止观师父讲，最后舍要舍到连什么都舍啊。你的方法要舍到，最后连你那个心在用方法，你都要舍掉。所以你就要慢慢的进阶到谁讲的？慧能大师讲的，要是什么？菩提本无树，明镜亦非台，本来无一物，何处惹尘埃？是不是这样？
So this poem was actually very similar to this first step, the method we are sharing. So you try to settle down your thoughts, and you try to get rid of the dust slowly. You try to let the dust settle down. And eventually, when we're able to practice this method, we get rid of our more coarse and worse vexations. We are able to calm down and settle down. Mind will still have very fine, very small vexations and very small attachment. And what's the most fine, like smallest attachments? It's our final attachment to the method itself. That's why Wan Fa Shi shared that the last thing we need to let go is how our minds grasping to the method. And eventually, at the end of the day, you can answer Master Huinen's, which is state, which is another poem. He shared that there's no tree in the Bodhi, and there's no platform for this clear mirror. There was originally nothing or no method. Where do you get all the dust from?
哦、所以可是齁、哦、要马上能够做到本来无一物何处惹尘埃很难嘛齁、哦、我们的心齁、哦、那个粘性非常的强，什么的尘埃都可以粘住它、哦、所以没有办法，我们要先练习齁、哦、先把粗的 dust 齁、哦、先把它弄到那扫光了，才会看到说诶真正到底有没有那个台在那里嘛，对吧、哦、所以我们还是要先从练习。练习这里给我们的说，就是不管妄想，不管那些念头的来去，我们把心安住在哪里啊？哎，安住在我们那个觉性空性的上面哈、哦。我们知道妄想是空，那些执着分别也都是空的哈、哦。我们能够这样子时时刻刻的去关照那些妄想来妄想去的现象的发生，那我们心慢慢就能够寂静了哈、哦。所以这一念心，我们如果能够从一直在浮动飘动的心把它拉回到但专注的状态下，能够慢慢的学习用智慧去观照我们心中种种的妄想执着的时候，那我们心很快就跟我们的自信相应了、嗯、
So you know it's very nice that you are able to get rid of the method andYou reach the state of there's nothing and no method to attach to. Where do you get the dust from? But for us beginner practitioners, our mind is very sticky. It attaches to any dust it has, it is surrounded with. So that's why we need to practice from the easy.Once we need to practice with a method, let our mind settle and stay still, and be aware of this Buddha nature. Be aware of the emptiness. That's when we will practice to reach the state where we see our Buddha nature and emptiness.
哦，所以这里重复的哈、哦，刚刚这个可能都分享过，这里。训老僧就告诉我们，既然是妄想，本来就是虚妄不实的本自生灭哈、哦。所以，我们只要把我们的心安住，我们在这个我们的觉性空性寂然不动， 妄想任他来去，始终不理会他的话，我们的这颗心就没有问题。
In Master Xu Ying's words, since wandering thoughts are illusory, they are not real, they grow and extinguish automatically, just like dust. As long as your mind rests peacefully on Buddha nature and emptiness, still and clear, let the wandering thoughts come and go, and you shall not be moved.
所以这边这两个比喻哈，总结一下哈，课程就是在比喻妄想，然后主和空呢，就是在比喻我们的自信。好，所以常住的主人本来就不跟客人来来去去的嘛，哈，所以他一定是常住不动的。好，所以啊，我们的空间那个空虚空存在空间，因为这个空间那个尘埃。那个灰尘才有这样子的空间可以在那边飘动，可是空间也不会因为灰尘的飘动它也跟着飘动，对不对？所以我们这边也有常住的自信，我们本来就是不会随妄想忽生忽灭的，所以我们如果认知到这一点，我们的心、哦、就很知道说，诶，我们本来就可以是不动的，可是我们还是有功能。
So, basically, the guest, to recap, guest and dust are a metaphor for wandering thoughts. Host and empty space are a metaphor for our Buddha nature, our self nature. And, the permanently staying host, they do not come and go, following the guest. So, this host or empty space, emptiness, is a metaphor for the permanent self nature. It doesn't grow and extinguish together with wandering thoughts, just like how empty space doesn't move with the dancing dust. So your mind have all the senses. Your mind doesn't move, it just functions.
所以哈，这里有一句话我觉得蛮好的，一心不生，万法无咎。啊，其实他就是讲，如果自无心于万物，何妨万物常围绕。哈，所以万象森罗，它就是这么的丰富，可是我们的心清清楚楚知道。这么丰富的所有的现象一直在变动，一直在流转，可是我们起功能，可是我们心怎样，不要起妄想执着，所以这个世界其实是很美好的，虽然它有些现象看起来不是那么美好。好，
So here there's a sayingthat's very good. If not even one distinguishing thoughts arise, then all of the thousands of phenomenon arise will return to its true nature. So no matter what's going on surrounding you, no matter what phenomenon goes on, your mind is clear and still. So like this world is peaceful and nice and beautiful.Even though there are your mind attach and grab onto a lot of phenomena that is not peaceful and not good.
好，最后哈、哦，用快速的跟大家把刚刚讲的还比较偏观念，虽然也是可以把它当成方法来用哈、哦，可是总结一下之前我在学校上课的时候，哎，分享老师分享的法师上跟我们上课分享的。真的是可以拿来生活里面实际在用的时候怎么用齁，练习每天练习于公于私的时候，我们有没有把我的利害得失放在里面去考量齁，因为有我就跟空不相应，对不对齁，所以练习我们在做每一件事情，不管是公或是私，我们有没有把我放在里面去考量我们自己的利害得失。
So, just to share how you actually, do it, we talked about a lot of method. But in practice, what we can do is, basically in everyday life, we can just see that every day in our, public life and private life, is there I and mine, my interest and gains and losses in it.
所以我们练习 把我们在因缘当下所应该发生的功能就完全的发挥，可是我们不要有所执着。其实这个就是中观之前果彻法师，我们也不知道你们没有上过他的课，他讲中，我们之前也有打过一次他的中观禅期，其中最后他分享总结整个他在讲的这个句，我觉得蛮受用，随缘尽力无所执着，就是尽我们自己的力，发挥我们当下该做的事情，可是过了因缘当下过了就过了，不管他的好或坏，他就是这样啊。虽然就是这样，你可不可以再进步，可不可以再检讨，可不可以再更好，可以，可是这个进步检讨再更好，他也是不执着的，你是为了整体在考量，不是为了个人的我在考量，这个就不是执着 OK。所以随缘尽力无所执着，蛮好用的，四个字八个字，
So, by doing this practice, we're able to practice this nothing to attach to, only the exertion of mind's functions. Guo Che Fa Shi, who once shared this method of Zhongguan, which is Madhyamaka, and basically she shared this method. In your daily life, you can practice, follow the conditions and try your best, but attach to nothing. So, you can still, for everything you do, there's still a space for progress. You can still make critiques, but you don't attach to them. You don't attach to these becoming better. It's not for I or myself. It's for the whole, the sentient beings, there's no self in this whole, no attachment to self in this whole consideration. So this method, I wish you, recommend you to use in your daily life. Follow the conditions and try your best, but attach to nothing.
所以其实中观的智慧再多讲一点点，就是它其实在就是讲空有嘛。那有空，我们讲空有。有没有空？有没有有？两个都有，冲不冲突？到底是有还是没有？对不对？所以在该讲空的时候就是讲空，该讲有的时候就是讲有。反正两个都有，两个也都没有，他们两个是不打架的，就是这样哈。
So this is the wisdom of Madhyamaka. So basically, it talks about emptiness and existence. So you're not obstructed by the concept of emptiness or existence. There is existence, there is emptiness, but they don't collide with each other.This is the wisdom of this Madhyamaka view.
所以总归一句话，它就是有，可是它是空的，就这样。所以这个有跟空，其实它就是从因缘来讲的嘛，所以一切都是因缘而合而生。那因缘过了，下一个因缘又来了，所以它是不是空有空有，时常是在怎样，在转换的，在流转的，可是。并没有一个真正的有一个真正的空在那里，反正它就是这样子。那我们如果说可以利用这样子的一个观念，然后把它当成方法，也来当成是我们的态度来面对所有我们生命中现象的发生的时候，其实我们心是很自在，而且是不动的，可是我们又可以发挥它该发挥的功能。
So in this Madhyamaka view, the practice, the method you can practice is in the appearance, their existence, in its essence and nature, it is empty. So everything happens because of causes and conditions, because of the right combination of causes and conditions. It is illusory and temporary existence, not a permanent one. So you keep in this cycle of emptiness and existence, and they don't collide with each other. And we can use this attitude in our daily life, and your mind can be very still and very calm and at ease.
好，所以祝福大家现在在生活里面都可以时时用这样子一个方法练习，然后时时是法喜充满的。好，阿弥陀佛。
So my blessing is that you could use this method in your daily life and be happy and at ease in your daily life. 阿弥陀佛。